stood by to listen to me. Wesley, for your questions. And over to you, Roy. AC2GSWS.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Paul. This is AC2GS. Thank you, Paul, for the SpaceNet report, for all that you do for the TechNet, and all that you do for the club. We all appreciate it. And I want to thank everyone who participated tonight. I had a fun time. I learned a bunch of stuff, including what happens when you flush the airplane toilet, which is something I didn't have a full grasp of, so I'm happy for that. So I hope everyone had fun, enjoyed themselves, learned a few things, and hopefully most of you, if not all of you, will come back next Sunday night at 8 p.m. when we try and do this all over again. Dick, K2RIW, used to end TechNet with a suggestion to be kind to each other, and as I've mentioned, that's good advice in general, especially for these days. We live in troubled times, wars and rumors of wars, what have you. So be good to yourself, be good to each other, take care of each other. And as I like to phrase Epictetus, it's impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows. So please ponder that the next time you dispute with someone and you're not fully aware of the facts. Again, thanks to everyone, to fellow members of the tribe who are going to be fasting this week. I hope you have an easy fast. I hope you all have a great week. I hope you all stay safe and be well, and I hope you all join me next Sunday night when we try and do this all over again. This is AC2GS formally ending this particular episode of the Limewire Technical Net, and I am clear.
I forgot one more thing.
Feel free.
Anybody still listening? A couple of weeks ago, we were talking about the space station, what kind of voltage was on the inside of the space station that the astronauts have access to. And it turns out to be 120 volts DC, but they also do have the AC capability. It's very hard to find information about this, but I found the, well, I actually had saved the pictures from years ago. But Roy put them on his website. If you go to roy.a2gs.com under the SpaceNet report, you can see the pictures of the boxes. One is the one that they use are 120 volts, and then the other one is essentially an inverter system. And they show these cannon type of plugs, you know, that screw on. It's not like a regular plug that we use three prong. So they have the screw on type to see. Thanks, Roy, for putting that up, by the way. Back to you, Roy, AC2GSWS2N, please.
No problem, Paul. It was my pleasure. We had a few people with differing opinions on a bunch of things 2 weeks ago, but I put up my articles, I put up your pictures, so we show references. Occasionally, I would love for people to show their references. I've never really been able to arrange for that. I give them my email address and don't really get much. But I'm more than willing to read material. So if you have things that dispute what I say is the way the world works, feel free to email it to me. Anyway, once again, thanks to everyone. Be well. Stay safe. And this is AC2GS Clear.
KD2VHD, Jim. Thank you, gentlemen. Well done. Much appreciated as usual. Have a good night.
Lashana Tova Roy, AC2GS from WB2BXO via Echo Link.
Thank you, Frank. The same to you and to your family.
Okay, thank you. Have a good night. And yeah, I got on last Sunday night, and nobody was here, and I said, oh, it's Rosh Hashanah. I'm glad to hear something still shuts down on Rosh Hashanah. Anyway, have a good night, boys. 7-3 WB2BX.